Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and I am really pleased this afternoon to be talking to Jackie Payne, who's the Executive Director of Move to End Violence. And Move to End Violence has a real exciting opportunity working to advance the movement to end violence against women and girls. So good afternoon, Jackie.
Good afternoon, David. Thanks for having me.
Can you talk about what Move to End Violence is?
This is an initiative that comes out of the Novo Foundation. Novo is committed to really almost reinventing the world. They don't want to accept a world fueled by competition, domination, exploitation. They want to see a world that is really thriving on partnership and collaboration, which starts with the well-being of girls and women. And so they tasked us with thinking about what could we do to really end violence against women and girls in the U.S. And this initiative is our answer to that question. It's designed to strengthen the movement to end violence against women and girls and make sure that we all collectively have the capacity we need to create what is incredible social change.
Well, when we're talking about the problems of violence against women, things such as domestic violence and sexual assault and child sexual abuse and human trafficking and so many related issues, you're talking about how it's necessary to build a movement to be able to create that change. Why do you think that's so important?
Our view is that, you know, you can't have social change of this magnitude, of really ending violence against girls and women. It's not going to be the product of one individual visionary or their one organization, right? It requires that we have a strong collaboration between well-resourced leaders from effective organizations who are working strategically towards a common vision. And so when we looked at the problem, we thought, how are we going to address all of those pieces? We need to be thinking about the leaders. We need to be looking at their organizations. We need to be creating the opportunity for them to be collaborating together around a common vision. And we need to just give them all the opportunity they need to be as strategic as possible.
Prevent Connect, we spend a lot of time talking about what does effective prevention look like. And what we recognize that prevention can't be a brochure, or it can't be the perfect ad campaign or even an educational session, but it's really about coming up with really comprehensive, coordinated efforts that are done in multifaceted ways to really change the norms. Because indeed, this problem is not a problem of there's a magic answer, but it's really about how do we create that broad social change. And so what it sounds like is that Move to End Violence is really trying to help establish and strengthen that foundation.
That's exactly right. I mean, we honor and appreciate and recognize all of the amazing work that's been done to date and all of the incredible services that are out there for survivors and the work that's being done. And yet we look at the almost intractable problem of violence against girls and women and try to think about what are the root causes of that, what is causing it to persist in the face of all this good work. And so our research really went after what do we need as a movement to be able to really get at the root causes and to do that kind of transformative social change work that's going to be required to shift cultural norms and create the change we want to see.
I really appreciate, you know, the idea that this is about transformative social change and that it's not something that's about purely a service that could be able to do this, but how do we really move forward? So what Move to End Violence is doing is you are establishing a really exciting program for individuals and organizations and the movement to be able to really advance and really strengthen the foundation of what our leadership looks like in doing this work. So can you describe the opportunity that's available for people that they can apply for?
It's a 10-year initiative, and we are breaking that down into 5 2-year cohort cycles. Right now, we have the application open for the pilot cohort. This is an opportunity for individuals from across the United States who view themselves as innovative, visionary, and the type of leader who, if they had the opportunity to be in a room with 15 to 24 of their peers, if they had the chance to be there together, they believe that they could really have the vision and the strategy and the capacity to move this movement forward and to really help us achieve our goal of ending violence against girls and women. Really, the opportunity is for these individuals to come together over the course of the 2-year cycle. There's actually 6 convenings that they'll participate in that are about a week long each, so it's an intense initiative. They get to come together in these restorative settings to have exposure to new ideas, skill sets, et cetera, and the opportunity to work with this cohort of other innovative visionaries to really strategize about the future of the movement.
I see there's an application process for people who are interested in being able to participate in this, because at the end of this, this will help prepare these individuals and support their organizations to be able to take stronger roles in leading the movement to end violence against women and girls. So talk about what the application process looks like.
So the application, again, is on the website, movetoendviolence.org, and essentially you apply first as an individual. Our primary lens when we look at the applications will be at who is the right collection of individuals to be in this room together. But to be able to apply, you have to come from an organization that at least in part is working to end violence against women and girls. Because, as I said, our view is that we need to invest at the individual, organizational, and movement level. So we ask individuals to apply, but they have to apply with the support of their organization. Because if an individual is chosen, first of all, the organization will have to be working with them to figure out how can we allow them to have all of this time away from the organization. It is an intense experience. But in light of their sort of commitment to the individual and to this process, the organization will also benefit greatly. We have a number of supports to the organization, including a significant general operating grants, capacity development grants, and other supports and tools for the organization to really make ensure that they are as strong as possible, so that when the individual leader comes back and has made these great connections with her peers or his peers, that they're working within an organization that's really bolstered and strong enough to help move the movement forward.
Great. So the applications are available on your website, and it's an opportunity to be able to spend like a very intense 2 years going to a lot of gatherings and getting to work with some really fabulous colleagues throughout the country. As you move forward in this move to end violence, where do you see this work leading toward?
One of the things about the design is that the idea is that each of the cohort cycles build upon and learn from the one before. So it's not just one-offs. They're connected to each other, and that it's not just the individuals who participate in the cohort themselves, but also the broader movement who we hope is affected. So we've built into the program a lot of opportunity for those working inside the cohorts to connect both to the cohorts that follow them and also to other folks in the movement, so that all of the work and ideas and products that come out of this experience are, we have an intention to be very open source and to do a lot of collaboration and sharing so that we're strengthening the movement as a whole with the end goal of being as strong as we possibly can be as a movement to end violence against girls and women.
Great, and I see that each cohort actually, and the final gathering is open to more than just the people that are part of that group, but the opening it to other members of the movement.
Exactly.
At Prevent Connect, we, of course, will be following this closely and hoping to, through Prevent Connect, also sharing some of the lessons learned and be part of that process to be able to let people learn about and expand the work that Move to End Violence is doing. So if someone wants to get more information, they should be able to go to Move to End Violence's website at movetoendviolence.org. Jackie, is there anything else that you want to add for last words?
Our goal, like yours, is really to get to the root causes of violence. And so the prevention aspect is incredibly important here. It really is our goal to shift the culture in the U.S. and ultimately to end violence against women and girls. So we're looking for individuals who are out there who know in their heart that they have the innovative types, they have the strategic mindset, they're interested in being part of a movement that works collaboratively together to get us there. And I really hope that those folks will look out for this website, apply, and be part of what I hope is an important step in changing how girls and women are treated in the U.S.
Well, great. And I really do encourage members of the Prevent Connect community to consider applying for this. I think this is a really great opportunity for us to be able to help develop our skills, strengthen our organizations, and fundamentally build the movement that's necessary to be able to create the social change to end violence against women and girls in our society. Well, thank you for joining me, Jackie, this afternoon.
Thanks so much, David.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.